Hello and welcome to Evolve with Bronwyn. I'm your host, Bronwyn Eisen. I'm grateful and blessed to introduce and highlight successful entrepreneurs whose gateway to success is attributed to health, wellness, and their faith. It's my passion to share their real stories and their entrepreneurial journeys. You can expect to laugh, cry, be educated, and be inspired by entrepreneurs who have persevered and experienced the highs and lows of working for themselves. You'll be inspired by how they've been able to obtain their personal and professional success through their courageous stories. I'd love to introduce to you Kathy Seraph. She is an author, nutritionist, fitness coach, and founder of Crush It Fitness Programs. She is a nationally recognized expert in fitness and nutrition. Seraph has been a dedicated professional in the health and wellness industry for more than 38 years and is among the top in her field with certifications from the American College of Sports Medicine and the Natural Healing Institute of Naturopathy. Kathy is well known for her highly effective diet and exercise strategies and has been impacting lives and transforming bodies since 1980. Kathy's tenacious spirit and creative appetite for business led her to create a fitness bootcamp model in 2005, the Balanced Training Bootcamp Experience. That challenged, changed, and inspired thousands of people in her community to adopt a healthy and fit lifestyle. In 2015, Kathy sold Balanced Training Bootcamp to assist in the grand opening and launch of Orange Theory Fitness in Palm Desert, California, where she served in the role of head coach after opening. Kathy is a proud mother to two daughters, a wife, and stepmother. If you know health and wellness, Kathy has crushed it with a plethora of accolades, achievements, and community collaboration. She's authored two books. She's a Women's Health Magazine action hero, a legacy ambassador with Lululemon, and was recognized by Palm Springs Life Magazine as one of the Coachella Valley's 101 most influential people for her engagement in the community and her ability to inspire the Valley to fitness. Her list of achievements continues, and Kathy's momentum is fierce. Please welcome Kathy Seraph. Welcome to the program, Kathy.
Thanks, Bronwyn. I'm really happy to be here.
I'm so excited to have you here. We have known each other for years, and I've always admired you and your work and everything that you've done in our community. And you live out here in beautiful Palm Springs, California. And I know this isn't necessarily home for you, so I thought we could rewind a little bit and kind of go back to your roots of where you were born and raised and all that fun stuff.
Well, I've been a bit of a gypsy. I was actually born in New Jersey, but just born there. My family traveled a lot as my father was a construction worker. We finally landed in the Midwest in Ohio when I was in the second grade. So I would consider Geneva, Ohio, and Ashtabula County really my hometown and where I grew up. So from Ohio is where I was before I landed in this beautiful gem of a desert.
Yeah. Do you have siblings, Kathy?
I do. I have three sisters and a brother. So there are five of us.
Oh, my goodness.
And we recently had a sibling reunion in beautiful Foley Beach in Charleston, South Carolina, where we met to reunite and also celebrate my first grandson's birthday, his first birthday.
Super fun. Yeah, congratulations.
It was a great time. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, so where do you fall along the lines of order?
Yeah, I'm the second to the youngest. So I have a younger sister, Mary, then there's myself, and then Becky, Debbie, and Jimmy.
Okay.
Yeah. So I have one brother, and he found it quite interesting to torment all of his little sisters throughout his whole life.
I'm sure boys do that. They do that really, really well, don't they?
But we love him nonetheless.
Yes, I'm sure. Okay, so you went to high school then in Ohio?
I did. I went to Geneva High School in Geneva, Ohio.
Was that a big school, small school?
I would say it was on the smaller scale. It wasn't a huge school. Geneva only has a population of about 20,000. So
okay. It's
grown since then, but I'm from Geneva, Ohio, and very proud to be a Geneva Eagle.
Okay. All right. Okay. So were you a cheerleader?
I was. I cheered, and I also
I had a feeling
ran track.
Okay, I'm going to say you had to have been doing sports or cheerleading or something like that. Okay, good. Yeah, so honestly, did you cheer all 4 years?
No, I just cheered in high school, but I ran track early on and through high school. That was really my love, was running, and I still run.
Okay, so do you think that's where the passion of exercise came in, was in high school?
Absolutely. I was also a gymnast in grade school, and that's really where I began to fall in love with the healthy aspect of taking care of your body, just feeling good from the exercise.
Yes, and I shared with the guests already at the opening of the show, I mean, you're amazing, an author, nutritionist, fitness coach, founder of Crush It Fitness Program. So when you left Ohio, is that when you came out here to the desert?
That is correct, Bronwyn. I met my husband in Ohio, and he had a job opportunity out here in the desert. So we were dating at the time and decided that we would tie the knot and come out to California to start a life together. So it's a funny story because we got married and literally the next day we flew out to Palm Springs. So we get to say that we're still on our honeymoon.
Oh, I love that. You know, I remember you telling me the story of you and your husband meeting, and I really think it's such a great love story.
It's funny to a point.
You can expand on that if you want to.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you. It's actually a great story. My husband and I were introduced to each other through my sister and his best friend, Dan, my sister, Mary Beth, my younger sister. And the way that we met actually was because my younger sister used to date my husband. So we made sure that that wasn't a problem. And it was just a great introduction. And we're grateful to Mary Beth and Dan for introducing us. And, you know, since then, we've lived happily ever after. It's a really fun story.
Yeah. And so how long have you been married?
15 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's when you came out to the desert then, 15 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. We dated for 3 to 4 years, then got married and came out to Palm Springs.
How was it when you moved here to the Valley, to Palm Springs area? How was it? Was it hard for you to connect to the community, or did you find it rather seamless?
You know what? I found it to be a rebirth, if you will. I still to this day say that moving to the desert really was an opportunity to blossom. As soon as we got here, personally and professionally, I blossomed like I never had before. And I think it has everything to do with the community that we have here and all the opportunities that the desert does present to the people that live here.
What was it that you first started doing? Did you immediately start your boot camp, or how did you get involved?
I literally, Bronwyn, you know what I did? Because I come from a gym background. I've managed gyms. I've taught every modality of fitness that you can imagine, because I got started in this industry when I was 17 years old with Elaine Powers Fitness Salon. And I'm sure some of your listeners will recall Elaine Powers Figure Salons. Actually, it was one of the original women's boutique salons. And I started there when I was 17. So I've really always had an interest and a career in fitness from the very beginning. So I've never, you know, I've never lost that passion for being involved.
Did you start at a gym here locally?
When we came here, yeah,
start your own program.
I went around gym to gym, Gold's Gym, EOS, yoga studios, and I just started teaching classes and started training clients, and then realized that I wanted to be outside. Being indoors was okay. That's what I was used to, but being surrounded by the mountains and literally great weather almost 365 days out of the year, I decided that I wanted to create a program that I could utilize the outdoors as our training ground. And that is when I created Balance Training Bootcamp.
Yeah, I remember I used to see your car driving around town, and you had it completely decked out with your balance training logo. And it was always so fun. I was like, there she goes again. She's off and doing her thing. You have such a tenacious spirit. And I know you were getting up at like 4 o'clock in the morning for years. When you first started your balanced training boot camp, how did you get the word out there to get people to come? I'm wanting you to share this simply because there are some people who are trying to understand how it is that they break into a community in the fitness world and what it really takes and what kind of nuggets can you give them?
You know, I've got one. It won't blow your mind because I think you're very conscious of this, but it's networking. You absolutely have to network. And the very first group that I networked with was wine women. And I went to this meeting and started just talking about the fact that I wanted to do this outdoor boot camp. And one of the ladies said, oh, you should do it. You know, I will come. And I said, well, I need at least 10 people. And so she got busy getting 9 more friends, and we ended up with 15 to start with, actually. So she got a hold of 9 of her friends. I started using just word of mouth and referrals to build the business. And we went from 10 people in month one all the way up to over, you know, so on some sessions I would have 75 to 80 people in my classes. For 10 years, I ran that program.
That is so impressive.
it was an evolving program. You know, it started out with a very few people, but it did grow by referrals from other boot campers bringing their friends, and then also me networking around the community and going to different meetings and organizations. And I just think you have to be involved with your community if you want the support of your community.
100%. And so I agree with you on that wholeheartedly. For you to be able to rally people to get up that early in the morning, so what time would you start?
The boot camps I started at 5:30, and we would get there for early warm up at 5. And a lot of times I would have a small group that would run about 3 miles from 4:30 to 5 and then start the boot camp. So many mornings I got up at 3:30, 4 a.m. to start my day and would do that 5 to 6 days a week. And wow. It's just my jam time. That's when I like to get up. That's when I'm most productive. That's when I feel most inspirational and motivating, not only to myself, but to others. I just think if you meet the sunrise, you have the start of the day, you can do anything you want.
Well, to the listeners, if you knew Kathy like I do, her spirit, you'd be getting up that early in the morning to be with her too. Very, very motivating for certain. And so then you sold your boot camp.
How
was that? Was that a bittersweet feeling?
It really was. It was. I had come full circle with the program, so I felt like I needed something more. And I was searching and searching. And then just by, you know, fate or coincidence, I was actually approached by the owners of Orange Theory Fitness in Palm Desert to come on board to Orange Theory and help them open up the first Orange Theory in Palm Desert. And I took that as an omen and an opening to move on. And that's when I sold the boot camp and began my work with Orange Theory Fitness.
And then how long were you with them?
I was with them for a little over a year. I helped them open the studio and, you know, develop their following. And then, you know, I was the head coach while I was there. And I just felt like my work was done. And I moved on so that I could continue to create my own program, which is when I left Orange Theory and developed and founded Crush It Fitness.
Okay, so tell us about Crush It Fitness. This is cool.
So Crush It Fitness, it's a small group training. So I wanted to create something that allowed the exerciser to really work a program that would change their physique. Being in this industry as long as I have, I've seen and done aerobics my whole life. And really, the root of where I come from is the gym. I'm a gym rat. And the things that I saw that changed the physique the most were weight training. And I believe that any woman that weight trains will definitely shape and create a physique that is lean and strong. You could do, you know, cardio all day long, but it's not what's going to shape and tone the body. It's a good fat burner. It's a good cardiovascular exercise, but you'll never develop shape just doing cardio. So Crush It involves working in the gym and a balance of cardio and weight training, and then also diet, because I'm a strong believer that, you know, you could work out until you're blue in the face, you know, falling on your face from exhaustion. But unless you're willing to calibrate your calories and really nourish your body with clean burning fuel, you're just spinning your wheels with exercise, whether it's weight training or cardio. So Crush It was a well-rounded program that involved cardio, weight training, and meal planning.
And speaking of proper diet, you have authored the book Desert Detox Diet. Tell us about that.
Well, the Desert Detox Diet is a whole foods natural approach to detoxifying your body from junk food. So, and I know a lot of people think, you know, detox diets are not worth the words that they're written on. And really the word detox in my title of my book refers to detoxing from sugar and salt and junk food, that sort of thing. So the Desert Detox Diet has five principles and three phases to creating clean eating for life approach, and then being able to really realize your true weight loss potential. Because it's, you know, it's tough. It's tough to be on a diet, you know, but diet in and of itself is just a four-letter word for how you eat.
Exactly. Not necessarily that you're on a diet, but
exactly. Exactly.
And I think that we get really caught up in that too, you know, and so I like the way that you've broken it down.
Well, thanks, Bronwyn. And, you know, I did hear from a lot of my readers that it was an approach to diet that they could actually stick to. It was more about changing their relationship with food. They never felt like they were on a diet. And it was something that their family could also incorporate into their eating because it didn't restrict any particular food group.
And then you also authored Crush It, Powerful Principles for Crushing Your Goals.
Yeah. I'm a strong believer in goal setting. I think if you don't have a vision and if you don't work that vision to fruition, you're never going to get anywhere. You're never going to get what you really want in life. So whether it's with exercise or opening a new business or trying, you know, a new career, I sincerely believe that you need to perceive what you want to do. You need to conceive it, believe in yourself, and then you'll finally achieve it. And those are the four principles of Crush It.
Mm-hmm. Do you recommend people writing things down so that they have a good visual?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I think that, and there's little exercises. The book, Powerful Principles for Crushing Your Goals, is on Amazon, and so is the Desert Detox Diet. But there are little personal self-exercises in both the books that allow the reader to understand how to set and work a goal.
Okay, good. I'm glad to know that's on Amazon because we'll definitely include that information.
Yeah, for sure.
Awesome. Awesome. I love that. All right. So we share a couple of things in common. I just love that you are a Women's Health Magazine action hero. It's so cool.
I think it's cool that two of us from the same area are Women's Health action heroes.
It's super fun.
Pretty unique.
It is unique. But what I love so much is that your daughter has also been a Women's Health action hero.
Exactly. Jamie.
Yeah. Okay. So did she tell you about it? Or, I mean, to have a mother-daughter team that is a part of the Women's Health Magazine Action Hero program, I mean, didn't you just go and do a run together?
We did. Her first year as a Women's Health Action Hero, she had a run when we were doing Run 10, Feed 10. Mm-hmm. And I went to that with her, which is where I was introduced to women's health.
Okay. Yeah. So for people who are not familiar with the Women's Health Magazine Action Hero Program, I think most of us have probably all heard of Women's Health Magazine, but the Action Hero Program is really about the magazine seeks out people in communities where they really feel like they have great fit influencers, people who are active in their community, doing great things in their community. And so, I mean, you're an awesome selection. I mean, you've definitely crushed it. And I mean, I love the name of your program, Crush It, because that just, to me, symbolizes who you are. Like, you just crush it. I mean, your accolades are incredible. I mentioned all those at the very beginning of the show. And I mean, to include also being a Lululemon ambassador as a legacy, because you also went for 4 years as an ambassador for them.
I did. I really sincerely feel, and I've told this to our Lululemon family, that the elevation platform in the community that we were able to tap into just made it more possible to inspire more of the community to living a healthy and fit lifestyle. And Lululemon in and of themselves were so supportive, and they still are. They, to me, are the epitome of family, you know, a fit family. And they've always been supportive of not only me personally, but of my business and of spreading the word to the guests of Lululemon, where they could go for, you know, to get their fitness fix. And, you know, as you know, Bronwyn, you too are a Lululemon ambassador, and you had the benefit and blessing of serving 2 terms as well. So I think to be a legacy ambassador means to always be an ambassador, according to Lululemon. Once you're in the family, you're always in the family. And I just have big love for Lululemon.
Yeah, me too. It's been such a great experience. Okay, so we're going to segue here a little bit, because I don't know if you're getting up so early anymore. You've had a little bit of a change as far as career. I mean, I know health and fitness will always be a part of who you are, what you do. It's not something that you're ignoring. It's still something that you're really active in. But I'm super excited for you and your husband and your new endeavor. And I'll let you go ahead and share what that's all about, because this is super cool, everyone. I love this. And when you guys opened, I was like, okay, I'm so there.
Yeah, we get a lot of questions. Well, I get a lot of questions as to why did you do this? Well, my husband and I opened the Vine Wine Bar, and we did so as a retirement project and a business that we could work together. My husband retired recently from a career in life in medicine as an orthopedic surgeon. And if you're not operating or working your medical practice, you're not earning an income. And in my business in fitness and nutrition, if I'm not working with clients, I'm not earning an income, because clients want, you know, they want me. They don't want me to pass them off to someone else. So having a business such as the Vine Wine Bar, it's a business that we can develop, that we can create a strong foundation of a team, so that if we want to go off and travel and, you know, live that retired lifestyle of traveling and just being together, we can do that. We can leave the business in the hands of our team, and we can, you know, take off and enjoy ourselves while the business is still creating revenue. We chose the Vine Wine Bar, or a wine bar in general, because to us, it really still encompassed everything that we love to do, which is work with our community. And wine is fun. Wine is good for you. And it gave us an opportunity to continue to be immersed in the community and meet people and give them something that they love. And we love wine. You know, we're learning more about wine than we ever did before. It is a franchise. We bought it out of Merrick, New York, outside of Long Island. And we did buy a franchise because this is a very new business venture for us, and we didn't want to recreate the wheel. We're very happy we did it. So we're very excited to bring this to Palm Desert.
Congratulations. I'm so excited for both
Thank
of you.
You.
And You did a lot of extras, I know, in the Vine Bar. And so it's really comfortable. It's cozy. You had live music. You know, your wine selection is fabulous. I mean, I love wine and I've become a little bit of a wine snob. So, which I'll admit. But I mean, life's too short, right? To drink bad wine.
It is.
So then what's your favorite wine right now?
My all-time favorite wine right now would have to be Pine Ridge. It's a Cabernet. Mm. And then that followed by Soldo, which is a red Zinfandel. And both are darker than Pinot Noirs, a little more jammier and fuller bodied. And I'll have to tell you, I think I've told you this before, I used to be a Pinot Noir snob. That was all I would drink until we bought the business and I started learning and tasting more fuller bodied wines. And now I like those. I still like a good Pinot, but yes. Cabs and Zins are pulling at my heartstrings these days.
Yeah. Good. I love that. Okay, so a couple of fun questions I have for you, a little bit off the cuff. So you, as a fitness trainer, I mean, and I'm a yogi, we all have a cheat. So what's your go-to cheat? Like, what would you eat? What's your indulgence?
I would say, if I had to pick just one thing, it would be crunchy, salty lime tortilla chips with salsa.
You're so cute. I love that. Oh my gosh, that's so fun.
I didn't have to think about that for too long.
Okay. Here's another one for you. What animal best describes your personality?
I would probably say a cat.
Okay.
Yeah, fine. I would say a cat because I'm a little aloof at times, although I love to be very close and connective. I feel like I could, you know, take off at any given time and wander and then come back to my home and my roots and never feel like I left. And a little bit mysterious.
I like that. Good description. And the most recent book that you've read?
Well, let me see here. Let me see what's on my nightstand. Oh, here we go. The Psychology of Winning. Actually, I read this over and over again by Dr. Dennis Waitley. Okay. It's a very small book. He's also the author of Who Moved My Cheese, which is a great book. Uh-huh. So I tend to gravitate towards inspirational self-help. Also on my nightstand. This is great. Let's see. Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude. It seems like everything on my nightstand has to do with attitudes and mindset. And then, of course, Stephen Covey's 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. These are all 3 books that are just sitting on my nightstand that I constantly pick up and just leaf through.
I love that. That's awesome, Kathy. Yeah, all those books of inspiration and help us all the time. And I think it's great to go back and read some of these books. I mean, I do that. And I've been really into audiobooks lately because I'm on the go and I can listen to them in my car. And so all those things are really helpful. And plus, they give me such great positivity throughout the day. And we all need that, right?
I agree. And I love the idea of audiobooks, too.
Yes, I will definitely have to come in for a glass of wine very, very soon. I have one last question. Actually, I'm going to switch this around. I was going to say, which celebrity would you have coffee with? But instead, I'm going to ask, what celebrity would you have a glass of wine with if you could? And what would you talk about?
I would have to say Christie Brinkley. I would choose her because she just continues to reinvent herself and has had nothing but success her entire life. And I really admire her.
Yeah, I love her too. That's a good one. That's a really, really good one. I love it. And you're right. She does reinvent herself and she's gorgeous.
Yes, she is. And she's fun. And I would love to see her.
Well, it is amazing. You know, if living a healthy lifestyle with exercise and diet and how we treat our bodies, this temple of ours, it really does make all the difference. I mean, you look amazing, Kathy, and I'm so proud of what you're doing. I'm so grateful to be your friend. You've been an inspiration to me too. I've watched you over the years, and you know, with our busy schedules, I know we tried to connect on so many different levels, but you know, sometimes we were able to, sometimes we weren't. But I mean, Yeah, you're definitely an inspiration in this community, and I know that you're going to continue to do great things, and I'm just excited to see what you do next. So we'll definitely keep you in touch and let our listeners know what you're up to here in the future.
Well, thank you, Brandon, for the friendship and for the opportunity to talk with you and chat about, you know, our past and our future. And I think that you and I together have great things on the horizon.
Yes, we do. Well, thank you so much, Kathy. And I wish you just a beautiful rest of your day. And thanks for joining me. And I'm sure you've inspired the listeners today.
It's been great fun. Thanks so much.
Thank you for joining me here at Evolve with Bronwyn. My wish and hope for you is that you were inspired and moved by my guest today. I'm grateful to share these stories, as my goal for you is that you evolve and recognize that you have what it takes to achieve your personal and professional greatness just as much as anyone else. Until next time, blessings to you.